This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Two years ago, I told you a story that really touched me. I don't know, there's some stories that I tell that have an impact on me. It was from a woman from Cincinnati. I'd love to talk to her sometime. Her name is Kathy Waddell, in her 50s now. She said, for most of my life, I've enjoyed a rather polite working relationship with God. I love that. She had a polite working relationship with God. I believed, but not too much. Not so much that any power higher than me ever could interfere significantly with my day-to-day choices. Oh, I bowed my head on Thanksgiving and I said hallelujah whenever I woke up to a beautiful sky. But that's when my life fell apart. I divorced. My mother died too young. My son went to prison. I quit my fancy career and for the first time ever had enough time and space forced on me to pay attention. I started to notice things and listen more carefully. Now, she obviously remarried because she talks about her husband in the very next sentence. Yesterday, my husband came home from a long day at the office and found me with a broom in my hands, sweeping the floor, my eyes red and swollen from crying. He put down his briefcase and I asked him, "Do you believe in God?" Since my husband's sane, a kind man, he answered the same way he's always answered when I've asked the question before. "Honey, I was raised Catholic," as though that means something. She talks about going through a phase in her life where she was saying, is there purpose for my life? Is there a reason, she said, my son robs banks? She's really looking at her life, and here's the final paragraph of her piece. "Everything I've learned in 50 years tells me that it's crazy to believe that there could be possibly a plan for my life that takes me into account in such a caring, specific way. That's impossible. It's inconceivable that there's a plan for my life. I don't even go to church. But unfortunately, that's what's hidden in my heart, that God does have a plan for my life. That's what's hidden in my heart. I don't even go to church, but something in me is reaching out that God does have a plan for my life, and I'm a part of it whether I want to believe it or not." You know what I would tell Kathy? What Paul said, "The Lord stands with me, and it gives me strength." And the Lord could stand next to her and give her strength in her pain, in her loneliness, in her wondering if God's got a plan for her life. Some of you have wondered, does God really have a plan for my life? Does God have a plan for our family? Does God have a plan for our future? Does God have a plan for our children? And you've got to believe what Paul said in the last chapter of 2 Timothy, "The Lord stands with me at my side and gives me strength." And I want to tell you that the same God who gave Paul strength days before his execution is the same God who wants to stand next to you and give you strength where you need it, in your soul and in your spirit. You need to have that. It's a regret of my life. I actually have pain over thinking about the man who honked the horn and made an indecent gesture, and I never saw him again. I hurt over that. I felt pain over it because he didn't need to do that. But there are things that have happened in your life that have brought relational pain in your life. People who've hurt you and people maybe you've hurt. People who have hurt you and people maybe you have hurt. And by the way, we're on both ends of that spectrum. Most people are. There are people you have hurt and I have hurt, and there are people that have hurt us. And it works both ways. Trust it to the Lord and say, "Lord, stand by me. Even when I'm alone. Even when I'm alone, stand with me and give me strength." And you know what he'll do? He'll do it. He'll do it because he's God. Because he's God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.